Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The United States is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran that were posted to the Telegram messaging app. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The information notes that Israel was moving military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's blistering ballistic missile attack into Israel on October 1st. The information is attributed to the U.S. National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency. An investigation's been launched into how the documents were obtained, if this was an intentional leak, or possibly the work of a hacker. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Israeli strikes continue to hit Gaza and Lebanon. Gaza's health ministry says 87 people are dead or missing after Israeli strikes on homes in the town of Beit Lahia overnight and into Sunday. Smoke was seen billowing near the Israeli border Sunday after Israeli strikes on the area. According to Lebanon's health ministry, some 2,400 people have been killed in Lebanon, most in the last month. Kyiv launched more than 100 drones over Russia as a missile strike on Ukraine injured 17. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Moscow officials have said that Russian air defenses have shot down more than 100 Ukrainian drones over Russia's western regions, while over a dozen people were injured in the Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih in a ballistic missile attack. The Russian defense ministry said 110 drones were destroyed in the overnight barrage against seven Russian regions. Many targeted Russia's border region of Kursk, where 43 drones were reportedly shot down. Social media footage appeared to show air defenses at work over the Nizhny Novgorod region, close to a factory producing explosives. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Indonesia's Prabowo Subianto on Sunday took over as president of the world's third largest democracy, vowing to combat internal issues such as corruption that plagued the country and to make it more self-sufficient. Udi Wasmono is a motorcycle courier in Jakarta. Joko Widodo led in a way that he had been very close to the people, and that is an example of how a country's leader should be connected with the people. That is also my hope for the next government leader, President Prabowo, to be even closer to the people. Prabowo officially became Indonesia's eighth president Sunday morning after he was sworn in during a ceremony at Indonesia's parliament, saying he would be president for all Indonesians and challenged the nation to help him face down the country's problems. Iraqi Kurds began voting in a parliamentary election in their semi-autonomous region in northern Iraq on Sunday, following repeated delays. Voter Amna Wahab. I hope that this election brings a ray of hope and security, paving the way for further development, prosperity, and reconstruction in our beloved Kurdistan. I wish for all the dreams of Kurdish citizens to be fulfilled under the wise leadership of Kurdistan. The vote is to elect 100 lawmakers who will then pick a parliament speaker, a president, and a prime minister for Iraqi Kurdistan, which gained self-rule in 1991. India's envoy to Canada, who is being expelled over what Ottawa says are links to the murder of a Sikh separatist leader, Hardeep Singh Nijjar, insisted in an interview he was innocent and said Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had wrecked bilateral political ties. Both countries on Monday ordered out six diplomats in tit-for-tat moves over Ottawa's allegations that New Delhi was targeting Indian dissidents on Canadian soil.
Postulata Sancta Mater Ecclesia.
Pope Francis on Sunday declared 14 new saints of the Roman Catholic Church during a ceremony held in St. Peter's Square in the presence of civil and religious authorities. Among the new saints are the 11 martyrs of Damascus, a group of eight Franciscan friars, two nuns, and three laymen who were murdered in Syria by militants in 1860.
Pinazzo Peñalver.
Thousands of people protested in holiday resorts in Spain's Canary Islands on Sunday against over-tourism, which they say prices local people out of the housing market. Under the slogan, Canary Islands has a limit, residents demonstrated simultaneously across multiple cities and called for a change in the tourism model for the islands. Activists claimed the arrival of millions of visitors every year depletes limited natural resources like water and damages the environment. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.